Craven walked the streets of the city, having sent Nighthawk and Tierra ahead to their fortress. He'd learned the girl's name from the Indian. He was now riding high on several different adrenaline rushes, one being that he finally had the child he'd always longed for. Craven pushed the urgency away, knowing she would not wake for a while. He trusted Nighthawk not to feel the urge to hurt her in any way. He had seen as much in the Indian's eyes, and it made him curious. He'd been searching for a reason as to why the zombie-turned-nightwalker had chosen to stay with him. Now, it looked like Nighthawk had simply been waiting on something. Or someone. They both wanted to protect the beautiful necromancer, even if it was for different reasons. If she was anything like her mother, then Craven could not fault death for siring a child with such a human. He could not feel his brother's life force in this world, and it was disturbing to think he'd just abandoned his child. Watching Niall suffer at the hands of his attacking children had given him immense satisfaction. He would have quickly become a problem had he not been stopped. Niall was a demon master, and had already gathered much strength by taking that huge graveyard as his own. Even a lower-class demon could become a nuisance if his or her army grew to such numbers. While it was not he who had ultimately killed Niall, being able to witness his destruction had reminded Craven of the demon wars of old. It had filled him with the bloodlust and need to fight for dominance. Rarely did such an overpowering emotion possess him, but when it did, he would find something that needed to be killed. His time within the rift was only a fleeting memory. Time had suspended him there, much like a good night's rest. He could feel the lapse in time only when the rift opened and he'd awakened. He assumed it was the same as pulling souls from the afterlife. The same confusion followed. The night had given way to early morning now, but, unlike some of his underlings, Craven wasn't bound to the night. While he was in the mood, taking down a weaker master or two would be an enjoyable pastime. He could already smell the mess they were making of the city. Craven leaned back against the side of one of the buildings, just taking it all in. This was the same world he'd lived in for so long, before being banished into the stillness of the rift. But now, it was different in so many ways. This time period was more sophisticated, yet more wild than he remembered. The streets that crossed over the terrain held so many secrets. But with every soul he touched, he would learn more of this time from their memories. The number of humans had grown, along with the number of souls who had stayed behind to haunt the city on their own. He could feel them inside homes, hospitals, everywhere. He watched a city bus slowly drive by and noticed the soul of a man staring out the window at him. Was this why the cemeteries he'd raised been lacking the number of souls compared to the graves? From his point of view, it appeared as though the souls remained where their body had died, striving to continue an existence that no longer had any meaning. Most demons were only able to use the humans who were still alive, possessing or controlling their bodies. With so few necromancers in existence, his army would be immense once it was complete. The passing of time had granted one thing. The number of the dead now matched the number of the living, if not surpassing it. Craven was fairly certain that if the dead were all summoned at once, they would easily overpower the living. Testing the notion, he let his power flare out around him in waves, feeling for those who had no master to claim them. The souls he touched could feel themselves surrounded by demons, unable to move freely, and most were too frightened to leave their security. Craven was a soul collector, as was Death. He used the weaker demons and any other creature of the night to do his bidding, but his bloodline was special.